Quality Assurance Reporting, Common Reasons for Loss to Follow-Up. Richard M. Shine 1, Mark R. Schmuller 1, Vince J. Schiappa 1, Guide Promana 1, and Greg Packer 2. 1. University of Pittsburgh, Department of Rehabilitation Science and Technology 2. Van G. Miller U.S. Rehab. Introduction. The healthcare industry is punctuated with administrative and regulatory complexities that make it difficult for health systems to achieve what is now called the quadruple aim of healthcare: 1. Improve the patient experience of care, 2. Improve the health of populations, 3. Reduce the per capita cost of healthcare, and 4. Reduce clinician and staff burnout. 1. The complexities found in outcomes improvement are particularly challenging, as health systems measure and report on hundreds of these outcomes annually. Until recently, quality of care was hard to describe, measure, or report. A landmark in the quality movement in healthcare was the publication of the Institute of Medicine's IOM report, Tour is Human, Building a Safer Health System, in 1999. 2. Since the publication of this report, quality assurance, QA, in healthcare has steadily become a top priority for healthcare providers. In the United States, then called the Healthcare Financing Administration, which was renamed the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in July 2001, initially developed a set of quality indicators to assess the quality of care delivered to Medicare beneficiaries. 3. Other institutions have made their own set of quality indicators since then, which has led to a huge number of quality initiatives and thereby to a completely new field in healthcare research. The IOM released a second report, 4, where it proposed that the necessary changes should be translated into 6 dimensions of healthcare: safety, effectiveness, patient-centeredness, timeliness, efficiency, and equity. 5. Customer service in healthcare can be attributed to patient-centeredness or patient experience, which have become part of the accepted quality indicators of provided care. Patient-reported outcome measures, PROMs, fall within the patient experience outcome measure category. PROMs, defined by the Food and Drug Administration as any report of the status of a patient's health condition that comes directly from the patient, without interpretation of the patient's response by a clinician or anyone else. 5. Patients can report on a number of domains that are important for evaluating an intervention, including symptom experiences, e.g., pain, fatigue, nausea, functional status, e.g., mobility, bowel, or urinary functioning, well-being, e.g., physical, mental, social, quality of life, and satisfaction with care or with a treatment. 6. Follow-up is the act of making contact with a patient or caregiver at a later, specified date to check on the patient's progress since their last appointment. Such information is useful for benchmarking, identify misunderstandings, answer questions, make further assessments, and adjust approaches. In addition, follow-up helps to promote a good working relationship between the clinic and your supplier entity and its patients. 9. The purpose of this paper was to document the type and frequency of common data responses why an individual was listed as not active before and after delivery for being assessed for a mobility device in the Functional Mobility Assessment, FMA, and Uniform Dataset, UDS, registry. 10. Methods design. A retrospective descriptive analysis was conducted on the FMA-UDS registry. Specifically, the question of status of current client was reviewed to determine common responses of why an individual was listed as not active. Procedure. VGM Group equipment suppliers collaborate with clinicians to administer the FMA and UDS to people with disabilities at the time of a new mobility intervention. An internal VGM Group representative, who was trained on the administration of the FMA and UDS along with the infrastructure and workflow of the HomeLink database, provides telephone follow-ups to the individual and repeats the FMA and UDS at 21 days post-delivery of new equipment, 90 days, 180 days, 365 days, and annually thereafter. If the telephone follow-ups are unsuccessful after 3 attempts, which were staggered in terms of call log, i.e. morning, lunchtime, and late afternoon, the survey is mailed to the individual. The VGM group representative is sure to thank patients for recording this information, highlighting how helpful it is, and providing feedback. VGM Group equipment suppliers pay a nominal fee to participate in the registry to support a VGM Group representative to perform these follow-ups. Data is entered and stored in the existing secured HomeLink database housed at VGM Group headquarters. Through an exempt institutional review board and vetted data sharing agreement, VGM Group sends batches of de-identified data to University of Pittsburgh investigators for review and analysis. University of Pittsburgh investigators have no ability to trace data back to any protected health information. Analysis. Each individual's descriptions from the not active for status of current client question were recorded within the HomeLink database, figure 1, and analyzed based on frequency for before and after delivery of a mobility device. Figure 1, Homelink database screenshot for FMA pre-patient follow-up form. Results: since inception of the project in 2015, over 4,500 unique cases have been entered in the FMA UDS registry across 45 individual providers representing 33 states. Of the 1,235 individuals who were not active before delivery of a mobility device, the top 6 common reasons were: 782, 63%, provider no longer participating; 136, 11%, not delivered, unknown reason or over 180 days, 49, 4%, client canceled order; 44, 4%, denied not authorized; 40, 3%, funding issues; and 36, 3%, no response from client loss in contact. Other reasons but with a small percentage included: deceased, needed PCP referral, client refusal, insurance termed cancelled, only service repairs parts, or environmental accessibility issue. Of the 601 individuals who were not active at follow-up when receiving a new mobility device, the top 6 common reasons were: 360, 60%, loss in contact; 86, 14%, provider no longer participating; 43, 7%, wrong form not cognitive; 32, 5%, client opted out; 26, 4%, deceased; and 25, 4%, returned equipment to provider. Other reasons but with a small percentage included: change in status, environmental accessibility issue, not using equipment, or went to hospice. Figure 1, common, not active reasons before delivery, N equals 1235. Figure 3, common, not active reasons at follow-up, N equals 601. Discussion in terms of initiating and tracking follow-up, collaborators have identified the appropriate schedule. Between VGM's Homelink division and University of Pittsburgh, systems have been established for tracking follow-up through a secure online dashboard where the study team is both proactive and reactive to be able to stay informed on updates and review certain criteria. There are dedicated staff representatives who update these tracking systems. As reported earlier, there were 6 selections to choose from why an individual is no longer active, along with a right and qualitative selection. The dedicated staff representative was able to record and filter the number of additional reasons why someone would be listed as not active to prioritize and understand what changes need to be made moving forward. One of the common reasons was that the original provider working with the individual was no longer participating. The provider was acquired by another entity who is not authorized to participate in the QA study presently. Conclusion: implementing a QA program is a long-term process. The implementation strategy begins with establishing the right culture and awareness of the proposed change, followed by what background information exists, followed by acceptance of the change and adoption in practice. QA and improvement starts with the appropriate attitude. In order to engage and provide better clinical outcomes, require more follow-up data or a larger number of individuals to detect differences between interventions and evaluate if improvements have been effective. Tracking and determining why patients are not staying active is just as important. Acknowledgement: we want to acknowledge the Van G. Miller Group, U.S. Rehab, and a special thank you to Tricia Down, FMA Quality Assurance Coordinator at U.S. Rehab. References: 1. Bodenheimer, T., and Sansky, C. 2014. From Triple to Quadruple Aim: Care of the Patient Requires Care of the Provider. Annals of Family Medicine, 12.6, 573-576. doi:10.1370/afm.17132. Cone LT, Corrigan J., Donaldson MS. Tour is Human: Building a Safer Health System, Z., Washington, D.C., National Academy Press, 2000. 3. Jenks SF, Kierden T., Berwendi R., et al. Quality of Medical Care Delivered to Medicare Beneficiaries, A Profile at State and National Levels. J.M. Med. ASIC 2000, 284-1670-1676. 4. Institute of Medicine, U.S., Committee on Quality of Healthcare in America, Crossing the Quality Chasm, A New Health System for the 21st Century. Washington, D.C., National Academy Press, 2001. 5. Barrick D.M., A User's Manual for the IOM's Quality Chasm Report, Health F. Millwood, 2002, 21:8090. 6. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Guidance for Industry, Patient-Reported Outcome Measures, Use in Medical Product Development to Support Labeling Claims, 2009, https://www.fda.gov/about-fda/cdr-patient-engagement/patient-reported-outcomes-pros-medical-device-decision-making-accessed February 11, 2020. 7. Scientific Advisory Committee of the Medical Outcomes Trust. Assessing Health Status and Quality of Life Instruments, Attributes and Review Criteria. QualiLife Res. 2011:193-205. 8. Mock Inc. LB, Tiro ECB, Patrick DL, Alonzo J., Stratford PW, Noel DL, Bowder LM, Devet HC. The COSMIN study reached international consensus on taxonomy, terminology, and definitions of measurement properties for health-related patient-reported outcomes. Jaclyn Epidemiol. July 2010. 637:737-745. 9. AHRQ Health Literacy Universal Precautions Toolkit. Content last reviewed July 2019. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, Rockville, MD. https://www.rq.gov/health-literacy/quality-resources/tools/literacy-toolkit/index.html. Access February 11, 2020. 10. Schmuller, M.R., Shine, R.M., Saptono, A., and Schiappa, V.J. Development and Implementation of a Wheelchair Outcomes Registry. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 1009-1779-1781. doi:10.1016/j.apmr.2019.03.007.